Okay, good morning everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi Shabbat Kodesh, Chet B'Tamuz Tashaf. So, just continuing what we started yesterday, I hope we'll get through the whole packet today. It's pretty action-packed. So we're going in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. This is really Shayach to Shulchan Aruch Yoredeach, Yud Gimal, Sa'if Aleph. So, just the pertinent Gemarot, right on top of Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, Amar of Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol Neichal Kamot Shehu Chai, En Bo Mishum Shulach Ovdei Kochavim, anything that is eaten raw is not subject to the dinim of Bishul Akum, Besura Matnuhachi. This is the way this Ma'amar was said in Surah, right? Bepumbedita Matnuhachi, in a different Babylonian city, Pumbedita, they said the other way, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol Sheino Neichal Al Shulchan Melachim, Lelapet Bo Et Hapat, En Bo Mishum Bishulach Ovdei Kochavim. Now, as you probably already know, this Gemara is subject to Girsa changes. Not everybody has this Girsa, but let's go with the version that our Gemara says. Anything that is not served on a king's table to be eaten together with bread is not subject to the laws of Bishul Akum. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two versions of the Isur? Ika Benayu Dagim Ktanim Ve'arde Ve'daisa. Right, which means the difference is with regards to small fish, herring, for Jewish people. Arde is, right? Huh? Herring is for Jewish people. Right? So
the same guy should go on the table
with the Vadai, listen. Some people have even claimed that if you don't eat the herring, you have to check your yichud. But anyway, Bekitsur, so we have the little fish, mushrooms, and like oatmeal or porridge, whatever. So that's the nafkamina. Now, what exactly does that mean? Is also subject to machloket rishonim, but we'll get there bezat Hashem. Rashi and Tosfot seem to be on the same page with regards to at least this point. Says Rashi, dagim ketanim ve'arde v'daisa en nechalin chayim. These things are not able to be eaten raw ve'en olin on shulchan melachim, but nevertheless they are also, which means they need to be cooked, but they're not served on a king's table. Since they're not able to be eaten raw, there is a problem of bishulakum. And according to the lishna batra sharu, but according to the second opinion that it needs to be olel shulchan melachim, it is not. And therefore, what? Therefore, lahalacha. And well, not lahalacha, but according to the second opinion, it wouldn't be bishulakum. Now, what is the halacha? Zok teisves. Ikabenayu dagim ktanim ve'arde v'daisa pirush she'enam ne'echalim chayim ve'en olin al shulchan melachim, which means Rashi and Tosfot for now are in tandem. Other Rishonim will disagree. Ve'omer Rabbeinu Tam, demidinakat hani ve'lanakat dvash u'gvina she'olin al shulchan melachim ne'echalim chayim. Why is it not giving these examples of the sardines and the oatmeal and the zachin? Why not give examples of other things? You have honey, you have cheese, these are things that are also nechalim chayim and olinan shulcham lachim. Why don't we give those examples? Says Tosfot, Shmamina debay limin kadvarim shenaasa bayim lishon acharon mosaf al arishon ulhakel alav dafilu non nechal chay kivan sheno ole let be mishum mishulei avdu kochavim. Which means we want to give examples going the other way. Meaning what? We want to give an example of something that is not able to be eaten raw, which according to the first opinion would have been problematic, and yet, since it's not on al shulchan melachim, it's still okay. That's the examples, and cheese and honey wouldn't go into that category, because yes, it's eaten raw, but it's ole al shulchan melachim, so that would be counterintuitive to the point that we're trying to make. That's why we didn't use those examples, says Tosfot, as examples. Based on this, says Rabbeinu Tam, ve'lachin pasak Rabbeinu Tam, דילחיתה כן את רלישנה, ואי כחד מנהיו, או נאכל חי, או אינו עולה, אין בו משום בשולה עובדי כחבים, דבשל סופרים, הלך אחר המקל. רבנו תם says, with regard, what's מסקנת הגמרא, that since we bring two versions, and this is a בשול עקום, like we ended off yesterday, מסקנת הגמרא, is that it's only רבנן to begin with, it's דרבנן וקרא אסמכתה בעלמה, therefore, ספק דרבנן להקל, which means that what? You go לכולה ולכולה. Which means, in order for it, if it's either eaten raw or not served on a king's table, the halachot of bishul akum do not apply to it, and bishul akum will only apply to something that is both not eaten raw and served on a king's table. Uraya, yeah, yeah.
If somebody has a safek, if something was cooked by an adronah,
nachon, and if, let's say you're not able to be mevarek. Yeah? Tov. Says Tosfot, just bringing a bunch of ra'ayot from Shas, says Rabbeinu Tam, ra'ayah midamin al kamal mishma'atin. Gabi mishcha shlika, v'chin gabi dvash, v'istam ha-talmud, im shum shulei ha-ovdei kochavim, ne'echal kamot shulcha, ay pirush, v'lo shayach, v'bishulei ha-ovdei kochavim, v'afra gam de'olei al shulcha melachim, havi. Which means that the Gemara speaks about cooked oil and cooked honey, that although it is olei al shulcha melachim, since it's able to be eaten raw, there is no bishul akum, ra'ayah to Rabbeinu Tam's psak. וגם רבי יוחנן עבד לכמן עובדה להיתר גבר תולמוסה דשאר כעובדי כוכבים. תולמוסים are lupine beans. You know what lupine beans are? בגלי. Anyway, בקיצור, ואחלי... You don't know that? תתבייש. Anyway, so he says... זה לימדו אותי. No, not lima beans. Lupine beans. It's yellow beans. You can look it up. Lupine beans. No, תולמוסים. Yeah. We learned about, huh? You don't put in the chorus. Listen, I don't know where it's supposed to go. That's the word for it, okay? That's, anyway, Bikitsur, you can decide already which swamp you want to put it in. Anyway, Bikitsur, so he says like this. There's different halachot, different beans going, different, no, Behemet, that's the truth.
Of course, very, very true. You can't mix beans.
No, there's the yellow, you know, the yellow adashim, the yellow lentils go in a certain, yeah, that goes in one, and then if you mix it up, chas v'shalom. Tov, bekitzur, v'gam Rabbi Yochanan, that's why chalent's the best. Chalent, there's no halachot. What's chalent? Just put everything in, and just put it in a crock pot, v'shalom. וגם רבי יוחנן עבד לכמן עובדה להיתר, גבי תולמוסה דשאר כעובדי כוכבים, ואכלו ישראל דעשר בשמעון בן לקיש, ואמר לרבי יוחנן, עד מקוטרח עלך זיל הדר, while you're still wearing your clothes, go change your mind. דקול שאינו עולה על שולחן מלאכים, אין בו משהו משולה עובדי כוכבים, אבל גבי תולמוס אינו נאכל כמו שהוא חי, nevertheless, since it's not עולה על שולחן מלאכים, he is making. טוב, that's stasis. Now, yeah.
Yeah. It's not
Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of that Gemara, and he brings the Ra'ayot. If you look in the Chidushe HaRamban inside, he brings the Ra'ayot. Yes, the Ran does argue on the Ramban's Ra'ayot, but at the end of the day, he does bring Ra'ayot against these Gemara. You have to look inside. So, in the packet, you'll see, there's, like we said before, not all of the Rishonim understand this Girsa that we had of Ole al Shulchan Melachim Lelapet Bo Et Hapat. That you won't find in the Rabbeinu Hanan El or other versions, but you will find it where? You'll find it in the Rif, you'll find it in the Ritba, and apparently the Rashba was concerned about it. The Rashba has a Sefer Halacha called Torat HaBayit, and over here, he says as follows. Yeah? The Rashba was actually Talmid of Ramban. The Rashba was a Talmid Muvhak of the Ramban. So, look what he says. Ela, dekashali, דבקולו נוסחאי הכי יתברו כל שאינו עולה על שולחם מלאכים ללפת את הפת וכן בהלכות רב אלפסי זה. Which means, interestingly enough, although רבנו חננאל didn't have ללפת בו את הפת, the Rif does. The Rif was a תלמיד of רבנו חננאל. Nevertheless, in his גרסה, which the Rashba says was a majority of, I guess, apparently a majority of the Rishonim had, it says...
Huh?
What are you going to do with Rabbeinu Hananel? It's obviously not all. He didn't see Rabbeinu Hananel? Huh?
I looked in the Rif didn't have that girsah.
Maybe there were different girsahot of the Rif also.
No.
Anyway, but this was a legitimate girsah that he wants to deal with. But that leads him to a question, v'im ken. Now, v'im ken, he'ach efshar lomar d'day se'olei ha'shulcha melachim l'lapet, v'amnim ba'alma, ha'ni ba'vilayti shayedach l'na'ama b'na'ama. He asks this question. How can you consider daisa something that's olei ha'shulcha melachim? The Gemara in Betza calls Babylonians foolish for eating carb sandwiches, right? They eat carbs with carbs. Anyway, aval, what do you see from the Rashba? Hey, wait a second. Didn't Rashi and Tosfot say that what? Yeah, Rashi and Tosfot said that. According to the Gemara, the three examples that we gave, which were the fish, the pitriot, and the daisa, were things that needed to be cooked, were not ne'echal kamot shem chayim, but were not olei al shulcha melachim. Hey, wait a second, Rashba. You just said the daisa is olei al shulcha melachim. What are you saying? Elamai, the Rashba, and we're going to see the Meiri also, had a different and opposite understanding of the Gemara. According to the Rashba and the Meiri, what happens is over here, that he understood exactly the opposite. He understood that these small fish, what's his name? Truffles or mushrooms and the daisa are things that are able to be eaten raw, but on the other hand are served on king's tables. He goes the other way. According to Rashi and Tosfot, they are not eaten raw, but not served on king's table. According to the Rashba, it is able to be eaten raw, but is served on a king's table. Okay, either which way, the Gemara brought enough kamina, the Gemara didn't say who holds what in that ikka de'amri. So it's up to the Rishonim to decide who's on which side. Beseder. So that's the Rashba. Now, the Rashba's understanding that it's able to be eaten raw, but it's served on a king's table, to which he says, one second, if it's served on a king's table, according to the Girsa, that it's ole al shulchan melachim lelapit bo tapat, when was the last time, besides for Babylonians, that you see people eating bread with porridge? You don't do that. Says the Rashba, massive chiddush. Says like this. Yeah. ויש לי לומר דלא אמרו לרפת את הפת עד הדווקא במיני לפתן, כלומר שאין בכל מיני לפתן משום בשול הנוכרים, אלא במיני לפתן החשובים שעולים מחמת חשיבותן, על שולחן מלאכים לרפת את הפת לפי שאין קירוב הדעת אלא בהם, אבל מאכלים הנאכלים תורת מאכל, ולא תורת לפתן, לבעין שעולים משולחן מלאכים לרפת אלא כל שעולים משולחן מלאכים לאכול, יש בהם משום בשול הנוכרים, ואיל כך די סנא משפיר סלקה למלאכים, ועשיר לי דפומבדיטאי, דאמרי, כל שאינו עולה על שולחן מלאכים. Says, even according to the Girsa of the Rif and the other Rishonim and the Ritban, whatever, that say that it's on the Shulchan Melachim, lelapit bo etapat, lelapit bo etapat, that's only when it's a dip, when it's something that is usually eaten together with bread. So the Gemara means to say, you know what the criteria for Bishul Akum for that food is? It's got to be a chashuv dip, which means if you're in a kingdom where the king's not, you know, ulom nagev pita im hummus, you know, so the hummus is not going to be ole al shulchan melachim. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, hummus chip salat, that's the, you know, that's the, right? No, that's shulchan ashuk. Anyway, bekitzur, so, aval, mikol makom, that's, but if it's a chashuv thing that is melapet, that's what it is. But if it's not something that's usually eaten together with bread, I don't care that it's not eaten together with bread, the criteria just defaults back to what? Says the Rashba, ole ne'echal al shulchan melachim, and therefore the whole daisa thing, that problem falls away because daisa is not eaten with bread, but apparently it was machal chashuv enough that, you know, kings eat oatmeal, apparently, that in those times.
He's
yeah.
He's not going on the side to say that maybe it's a sword, he's going on the side to say, well, how are you even mentioning porridge included in another two?
Yes.
Because it's not something that's...
Correct. Now, the Meiri kind of goes, he deviates a little bit from the Rashba, but he, very similar to what the Rashba said, let's see the mirror inside. בסוף הדברים הרי נכללו בתלמוד המערב חיטין בכלל נאכל כמות שהוא חי. Right? In the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi considers wheat as something that's able to be eaten raw. ומתוך כך פירשו בדגים קטנים וארדה כמו שפירשנו ובדייסה פירשו בהפך. Which means, you see, right, Yonatan, he asked me before, it goes all together. According to the Meir, he says, oh, hold on. No, the first two examples are standalone. And the third example of Daisa is exactly the opposite. How so? שהם נאכלים חיים, וללשון ראשון אין בהם משום בשולי גויים, אבל עולים הם על שולחן מלאכים. וללשון אחרון, יש בהם משום בשולי גויים, ואף על פי שעלייה ללפת, אמרו, ודאי שאינה ראויה למלאכים ללפת, שהרי אמרו בבלי טיפשאי דרך לנעמה בנעמה. So how did the Rashba answer this question of, hey, it's not עולה ללפת? He says what? It's not a lefet, it's not considered a dip, so it doesn't need that criteria. How does the Meiri answer that question? He says, well, actually, Mirali Shalide Tarovit Vesami Machirimota. He says they did something to the porridge, I don't know, they put some cinnamon and stuff in it, that they would make some sort of spread out of the thing, which means the kings would be able technically to use that porridge as a dip, unlike the Rashba. Which means he's asking the same question as the Rashba, he's just giving a different answer.
Can you explain the Rashba again first?
The Rashba's answer is, you're right. The only, they don't eat it together with bread, but the only time that you need it to be eaten together with bread is when it is a dip. But daisa is not a dip, so all it needs is aliyah al shulchan melachim, ne'echal al shulchan melachim, and no more than that. The Meiri asks the same question. He answers, no. They did something to it, some sort of concoction to the oatmeal, right? It was cinnamon and spice. And when it's cinnamon and spice, then they ate it together with the bread. So he says... And one more answer, he says, ומכל מקום, היא עיקר. Nevertheless, the daisa was the ikar, not the bread. או שמה, לא נאמר ללפת, אלא לרבותה, כלומר, אף ללפת, וכל שכן כשהיא עולה לאכילה לעצמה. That sounds more, that second answer of the Meiri sounds much more like the answer that the Rashi began. טוב, בסדר, that was the chidush over here, בסדר. Now, let's go to the Turin Bet Yosef to you know, get a conglomerate of everything that we saw yesterday and today in terms of halakha, tur, bet yosef, and that's going to open up a whole new Pandora's box in terms of something new that's for today. I hope most of you made a dent, you know, in the packet, maybe getting through. Did you get to the Torat Chaim Pri Chadash? Yes, no? Oh, okay, besed. Tov. Bekitzer, says the tur. Shall a coach be shinam of the kohavi of the gilurim asurim, lash name bishinam of the gilurim beveto, or bishinam bevet Israel? Who's that? That was Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfot. Verab Rabbeinu Avraham Hayem Matiram, im bishinam of the gilurim beveto of Israel, the Roshah Behurim, Shuchatnut Velomishum Shemiachil and the Devarim Temeim, Verabbeinu Tam Cholek Alav, Vechen Nohagim, which means the tour very clearly holds like Rabbeinu Tam and not like Rabbeinu Avraham. Velo asru el davar sheno nechal kmo shuchai, vegam ole al shulchan melachim lelapet vohapat, ole perperet, which is a major word, huh? What? Where did he get that from? You know, it's the same question. Bet Yosef. Where in the world did the tour get this from? But let's see. Aval davar neichal kmo shu chai, afilu chashuv le'alot al shulchan melachim, ol davar she'eno neichal al shulchan melachim, afilu eno neichal kmo shu chai, en bo mishum shulchan of the gilulim. Very clearly, the tour is going like the kula of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot, that in order to consider something subject to the laws of Bishul Akum, it has to have both criteria of not neichal kmo shu chai and says the Bet Yosef. A lot of the Bet Yosef, right? What's beautiful about seeing the sugiyot before is a lot of things you see in Bet Yosef. Hey, I know that. That's the Gemara. That's the Tosfot. And you see it, and it mamash comes to life. If you learn a sugiya, if you learn halacha without the sugiyot, it's like a body without a neshama. If you learn with the sugiyot, ze mamash guf and neshama biyachad. Yeah, says the Bet Yosef. Shalakot shebishelam goy asurim b'mishna perken me'amidin. מנה שלקות של גויים בכלל דברים מעשויים באכילה, הוא פירש ראשי שלקות, שלקות כל דבר שבשלו גוי, ואפילו בכלי טהור, וכל לאום שוחתנות, וכך כתב רמב״ם פרק י' זין, ובגמרא פירש ראשי טעמה אחרינה, שלא ישראל נגיל אצל גוי במאכל משתה ויאכלנו דבר טמא. How bothered does the Bet Yosef seem about the two פירושים ראשי, whether it's חתנות or דברים טמאים? He's from the Bet. Eh, which means, Bet Yosef, for all those achronim out there that made Ra'ash Gadol, that it's a big stira. So first of all, we said yesterday it's possible that it's not a stira b'chlal, like we saw in the Bach, predominantly in the Rishonim, the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayot, that it could be one and the same. But the Bet Yosef isn't so bothered, and he doesn't like when there's a stira, he asks it. If he's not asking it, that means you have to be medayik, right? Be medayik in a Bet Yosef, just like you would be medayik in a, you know, in a Reb Chaim, no less. In the sense of, right? So, bim dayek, tzach dayek. So he says like this. Says the Bet Yosef, Uma shekatav arav rabbeinu avraham hayem matiram min bishulam goy bebeto shel Yisrael, ken katav sham atosfot. Uva mordechi, shehayo omer arav rabbeinu avraham velo hodeno rabbeinu tam, dela shna bebet agoy, la shna bebet Yisrael, dela plug rabbanan. וכן נראה שודעת הפוסקים שסדמו דבריהם ולא חילקו, says מרן אין בדק הבית, ולאפוקם רבנו ירוחם, שכתב שרוב הפוסקים הסכימו להתיר, says רבנו ירוחם, that most poskim hold like רבנו אברהם, says the Bet Yosef, wrong, that's not true. Most poskim who are sotim and are not מחלק between בית ישראל and בית הגוי, really hold like רבנו תם and not like רבנו אברהם. רבנו ירוחם was a תלמיד of whom? The Rosh. Mr. Talmid of the Rosh. Yeah?
Somebody's writing the majority of those, you know, say one way after you make such a big Talmud.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Majority, how many Poskim are there? The majority of Poskim. They only know 20 of them, and they say, okay, 11.
No, but even.
What are they?
The Rishonim Kemal Achim. The Gemara 2 days ago, actually on Shabbat stuff. What did the Gemara say? אם ראשונים כבני אדם, אם ראשונים כמלאכים, אנו כבני אדם. ואם ראשונים כבני אדם, אנו כחמורים. ולא כחמורו של רבי חנניה בן דוסא ורבי פנחס בן יאיר, אלא חמורים בעלמא. Right. So he says like this. Yeah, says the ראשונים כמלאכים זה. טוב. That's the problem. All these, you know, a lot of times the professors, they talk about, you know, the Tanaim, Amoraim, even when they're, you know, Talmudic studies, sometimes the professors, I'm not talking about the Yirei Shamayim, the ones that are not Yirei Shamayim, they're talking about the Talmudic studies, Tanaim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Achronim, like it's their friends. Well, you know, Moses Maimonides, isn't Moses Maimonides, Tafuk? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Tanna'im Amoraim, were they friends? You have to read Da'at Mekumcha, right? And you have Tanna'im, Amoraim, Rishonim, Geonim, Sevuraim, Acharonim, Geone Olam, right? They look at you with one wrong eyebrow, you're Na'asad Gan Shel Atzamot, the Gemara says. Yeah? Vayter. Says the Gemara, says the Bet Yosef Vayter. Velo Asru, Ela Davar She'eno Ne'echar Kmot Shuchai, V'gam Ole Al Shulcha Melachim. Sham. אמר רב שמואל ברב יצחק, אמר רב, כל הנאכל כמו שהוא חי, אין בו שום בשביל הגויים. בסולה מתנו אחי, בפומבי עדית, מתנו. אמר רב שמואל ברב יצחק, אמר רב, כל שאינו עולה על שולחן מלכים, ללפד בו את הפת, אין בו משום בשביל הגויים, מי בניו, איק בניו, דגים קטנים, כתבו התוספות, והרשב"א, והר"ן, שפסק רבנו אותם כטרדיש ללעכל, ואין אסור משום בשביל הגויים, אלא אם כן עולה על שולחן מלכים, ואין נאכל כמו שהוא חי, ודקדקן מדברי התלמוד, we saw התוספות, brought a bunch of ראיות, וכן דעת רבי חנן אל, וכן פסק הרמב"ם, right, we got a pretty all-star lineup over here of the poskim who are being mekel, and for good reason, because it's safek derabanan ha'akel, pevizan mechon ha'ah, udila ke ha'ramban, de pasak lishna de surai dechud, the Ramban goes according to the first opinion, which is, ne'echal kamot shuchai, uchvar edacha ha'aran edayato, v'katav Ramban, de ta'ama, de ba'in yashayoli al shulcham lachim, hu mipene, שעיקר הגזרה משום חתנות, שלא יזמנו הגוי בסעודה, ודבר שאינו עולה על שולחן מלכים לאכול בית הפת, אין אדם מזמן את חברו עליו, something that's not important enough to be served at a king's table or an important affair, a goy wouldn't invite you, and you're not going to have that interaction with the goy, so therefore the chachamim weren't that, you know, they weren't that nervous, they weren't that concerned, and they didn't make a gzera on that. Now, here's the part that everybody's been waiting for. Where did the Tur get this thing about parperit? Now, what does parperit mean? That is subject to a tremendous machloket achanonim. Let's take it at face value right now. Parperit is something that is not the main meal. Whether it means a side dish or whether it means a dessert item is going to be a very big machloket achanonim. But something that's not a main meal item. Zak Bet Yosef, umash katav parperit, yeah, ken yira midvira Rambam, shekatav, yeah, Josh loved this one. Goy sheitzit ur ba'agam kedei le'avir chatzir, v'nitbashiru bo chagavim, harei lo mutonim, v'afilu b'mkom she'en onyen ha'shulchan melachim, mishum parperit. He had a story, a guy had a swamp, and he wanted to clean up the swamp, right? He wanted to drain the swamp. But how? He wanted to, like, burn it, to burn all the weeds, and then what happened, apparently, when he was done roasting all the weeds, what did they find at the bottom of the swamp? Grasshoppers. And apparently in those times, kings liked grasshoppers. Says the Rambam b'shem Agmara that the grasshoppers are mutar because the kavanah of the goy wasn't to roast the grasshoppers. What was his kavanah? To weed the swamp. And therefore it's mutar. Mashma, that if the kavanah of the goy was to cook, if it's under grasshoppers, nobody's eating, especially not kings, nobody's eating grasshoppers as part of a meal. What do they eat it for? It was like popcorn. I watched Temanim, who have masoret on certain kosher grasshoppers. You know, they like French fry it. And, huh? No, but then they like pop it. Like they put it in oil, they deep fry it, and like pops. Anyway, bikitsur, so it's like a snack at the end of the thing. Aval, I asked the Temani guy who was eating, what does it taste like? He said chicken. That's what he said.
We can't eat it?
No, you need a masoret. Even Maran holds that chagavim require masoret. Although Maran argues on the Rama by ofot. Yes. He holds that you can eat ofot ne'echalin besimanim afilu b'lo masoret, but b'chagavim, everybody holds that you need a masoret. Yeah. Huh? Temanim have the masoret. Whatever it is. Anyway, so that's with regards to that. But you see, even something that is eaten not as a full meal item, but as something, you know, secondary, it would be a problem of bishul akum, if not for the fact that the goy didn't have kavanah to cook it.
Chagavim or something that's prepared should enough to be a submission bishul akum, almost more so like anything. What's not the grasshoppers?
It's like a treat. It's like a delicacy.
But it's, yeah.
A delicacy.
Yeah, you know.
The kings would eat grasshopper.
Listen, I'll give you another example. This is something, well, you're talking about dessert. You know what malabi is?
The Syrian food, no?
Syrian or Turkish? It's really Turkish. It's coconut with rose water congealed. It's like Turkish jello, bikitzer. But that's another thing that is served as a dessert. It's considered a very chashuv dessert. Anyway, it's like, or like, you know, Persian halva, which is like fake rice halva. Let's get one thing straight. Chalva is made out of sesame seeds. Period. Okay, anything else is not chalva. But anyway, there's this Persian dessert that's made out of rice that they call chalva, but it's cooked, whatever, and they serve it, and apparently it's a chashuv thing. They even serve it in Kolbe. So what does that mean? It's a, you know, it's a chashuv zach. So now...
What's the brother?
Mezonot, vaday. Vaday mezonot. You, first of all, you can see it.
Sugar.
Huh?
More sugar than
nah, I don't think so.
It depends who makes it. No.
Okay, beseder. Anyway, aval mikol makom. So we're going to see. Let's see how Maran paskins, and Maran actually adopts this addition of the tour based on the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what he says. Says Maran Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Davar she'enon ne'echal kmo shulchai, v'gam ole al shulchan lachim lelepet bo et apat o leparferet shebishelo avde gibulim. Afilu bechli Yisrael or Bet Yisrael, asur mishum bishule avde kochavim, which means Maran throws in there that you need both of the criteria in order to prohibit mishum bishulakum. But at the end of the day, he says, oh, or either it's made as a meal or leperperet, it's asur. Now, you see, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch are on the same page here. Here's the issue. Comes the Torah Chaim, and he kind of says something on the sugya which throws us off a little bit. Who's the Torah Chaim? Who's the Torah Chaim? Without the notes. Rabbeinu Avraham Chaim Shor. He was yeah, that's right. He was a Rav. He was the Av Bet Din in Belz. He was the Av Bet Din over there. But in like 1600 years ago, like before Hasidus. Yeah, pre-Hasidus.
1600 years?
Huh? No. In the 1600s.
Oh.
Not Rishon. Yeah. Ari, what do you want to ask? It's not a delicacy because you don't eat it, but by the people who eat it, by temanim, it's a hot commodity. It's like that's right. Shulchan Melachim is considered where you live, whatever. There's a lot of things that you know. It varies from country to country. The Kaf Chaim does bring that down. Huh? Right. Anyway, Bekitzur, listen to this. Rabotai, let's move, because we don't have a lot of time, and there's a lot to accomplish today. Bezat Hashem. Shem Hashem Nasev Natsalech. Says the Torah Tchaim, Kol she'enon eichal l'shukham lachim lelepet et apat. He's quoting the Gemara. Davka nakat lelepet et apat. Dekevan de melachim melaftim bo et apat, chashivu. Since it's something that kings use to eat together with bread, it's considered something significant. V'shayach dechatnut. Aval davar she'oleh shulcham lachim ve'en melaftim bo et apat, afal gav de'enon eichal kamot shulchai, achilat arai hu, ve'lo shayach bechatnut. He just drops a bomb. He says, Davka, this sounds a little bit not like the Rashba. And he says that based on this girsan de Gemara, okay, I don't know how this fits with the Rashba, but it seems that something that is not, something that's served on a king's table, but not eaten together with bread, that is a sign of that given food's inferiority. And even if it's served on the table, since it's not eaten with bread, it's considered achilat arai, meaning eaten just as a snack thing. And the fact that it's served on a king's table doesn't show any specific chashivut. And even if it needs to be cooked, it's not ne'echal kamot shulchai. It's still considered non-bishul akumable. 1 second. Now, based on that, where is he getting it? Obviously, when he makes such a statement, you're going to have to give an example. So he does.
Steak.
What's the... Huh?
Steak.
Steak.
Jello.
No, first of all, people eat steak sandwiches all the time.
Like a nice steak.
People eat bread with steak all the time. People even told me that they eat... Now, that's a very Israeli thing. They eat bread with challah. I don't know if you've seen on Thursday nights.
That's spicy.
No. Yeah, they go to Nechama, they buy a challah, and then you dip it in the chalent and coke, whatever. Aval zelo. In America, we don't do such things. Aval mikol makom. At the end of the day, what's he talking about? Says the Torah Chaim. Yeah, v'nirad m'hayta aman noagin leechol mirkachat shel akum ma'aser rokach. Af al gav de'olei al shulcham nachim. It was a kind of, you know, jam or marmalade or some sort of compote that they would eat. Yeah, like a like preserves. You know, preserves.
Don't eat that bread.
Huh? No. Interesting, they would eat that as a dessert, even though it's served on Shulchan Melachim. V'en ne'achalin kumot she'en chayin, kegon, but it's made out of fruit. No, we're not talking about fruits. We're talking about things, kegon mine aikarim, v'klipe perot, merukachim, like all sorts of, it's made out of pits and peels and stuff like that, things that you wouldn't eat raw. You have to cook it up with a lot of sugar to make like etrog jam. Most people don't eat the etrog. That's a good example. They would eat like etrog jelly for dessert. You can't just cut up an etrog and just you know, have fun. It doesn't work like that. You have to cook it and sugar it and candy it. That's what he's talking about over here. Why? Lefi she'en menaftim b'hem et hapat ve'en ochlim b'hem keva ela achilat arai. Based on this girsa in the Gemara, says the Torah Chaim, even though it's ole al shulchan melachim, which should be the din, mutar. However, he hits a brick wall with whom? With the tur. Ve'atur katav lelapet bo et hapat o leparperet. Mechin mash medvira rambamza. He kind of backtracks a little bit, and he says that according to the Rambam and according to the Tur who throw in the parperet, maybe dessert items are a little bit considered chashuvim as well. But he backtracks. But according to his first, you know, his initial approach to the Gemara was to be matir. And you know what? He's not alone. Somebody earlier than him, about 150 years earlier, the Pri Chadash says something very similar. Pri Chadash ma'poskim shelanu. I mean, they're all poskim shelanu, but who's the Pri Chadash?
Rabbeinu
Chizkiya da Silva. Rabbeinu Chizkiya da Silva. He was Av Bedin Yerushalayim. Yeah, so we always go through that. He was from Italy originally, but he became, they brought him and they appointed him Av Bedin Yerushalayim. Anyway, but he passed away also very young. Huh? He's buried in, on Harazetim, right next to the Rechaim. And it's funny, they share a common name, because the Pri Chadash is Sefer on Yoreh De'ah is Pri Chadash, the Rechaim HaKadosh Sefer on Yoreh De'ah is Pri To'ar. So there's a Sefer called Perot Genosar, which has Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'ah in the middle, and it's flanked by the Pri Chadash and the Pri To'ar we have downstairs. Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval, Mikol Makom, the Pri Chadash, who is one of the foremost poskim sefaradim who we follow, Maran Zichron Vecha, in his klalim at the back of Yichavidat Chelik Vav, where he brings down the klala poskim. He says that we follow the Pri Chadash anytime he says halacha and doesn't argue on Maran. The only problem is he argues on Maran plenty. For that reason, they banned his sefer Pri Chadash, was contraband in Mitzrayim for about 100 years because he argued on Maran a lot. So that was whatever. That was a different story. But let's see what he says. Anyway, says the Pri Chadash as follows. או לפרפרת, כן כתב הטור, ומשמע שרוצה לומר, אף שהמלאכים אינם מלאכתים בו הפעת, כיוון שעולה על שולחן לפרפרת, דהיינו, so he actually spells it out, דהיינו, לקינוח, so that's a typo, not לקנות סעודה, it should be לקינוח סעודה, okay? That's a Bar Ilan typo, okay? So that is לקינוח סעודה, which means a dessert item. The Pri Chadash, similar to the Torat Chaim, understood that parperet is what? Not just a side dish, but a real dessert item. Now when you look at a dessert item, you say, shtiot. Pri Chadash says that according to the Tur, it sounds like if it's ole al shulchan melachim, even for a dessert, it's also considered a ma'achal chashuv, and it shayach bo bishul akum. Ne'esar mishum mishul agoyim. Ve'ulai, now he's trying to understand where to get it from. Now, if you ask the Bet Yosef, where'd you get this from? Bet Yosef said, from the Rambam. Now the Pri Chadash goes along the same route. Ve'ulai yatza lo le'atur ze, mima shekatav Rambam, besof hilchot ma'achalot asurot, ve'ze leshono. The Pri Chadash brings another makor for why a dessert item should be asur. From a different Rambam. Where did the Bet Yosef bring it from? From the Rambam of the Chagavim. Now the Pri Chadash brings it from a different Rambam. Interesting. How? Ve'ze leshono. Fulim she'shorkin otam akutim asurim bimkom she'olim al shulchan melachim mishum parperet. He says beans that are cooked by goyim are asur in a place where these beans are served on a king's table for parperet. Why? Over there nobody eats beans with bread. Okay, beans aren't something that's eaten with bread. It's eaten as like a snack or something like that. Ve'od katav harav beperek aniskar. The Rambam also right. Ve'zelashono. And here's the Rambam that the Bet Yosef brought. He quotes this one too. וזה לשונו, כותי שיצית אור באגם כדי להעביר חסריר, ונתבשלו בה החגבים. הרי אלו מותרים, אפילו במקום שהם עולים בשולחן מלאכים משום פרפרת. אלמה, what do we see from these two Rambams? ודבר העולה על שולחן מלאכים לפרפרת ולכינוח סעודה, מצר משום בשולי גויים. וכן הבית יוסף. על לשון הטור כתב, שכן מדברי הרמב״ם שכתבתי. אוקיי? טוב, this is the Pri Chadash trying to make a case for the Tur and the Bet Yosef from the Rambam. That's all their shita. Comes the Pri Chadash and says, hold on a second. Ve'en ze mechuvar klal. None of this makes any sense to me. Why? Da bagmara ita behedya kol she'enu ne'echal an shulcha melachim lelapet bo tapat en bo mishum mishul egoim. Alma, shekol she'enu asui lelapet bo tapat en bo mishum mishul egoim. If it's not eaten together with bread, there's no mishul akum. The Pri Chadash took the Gemara at face value, similar to whom? Torat Chaim said the same diuk. Number one. And then he says, "V'chin katav Rambam v'zel shonov davar she'enu oli al shulchan melachim le'echol bo etapat en adam zamen et chaveru alav ad kan v'katav od." What else did the Rambam make? Now this is all of the Prichadash's counter arguments against the case that he just made. V'katav od v'zel shonov v'chin klayot shel kutim, which are roasted nuts, roasted kernels. Mutarim v'lo gazru alehim shen adam zamen chaveru ala klayot perush. What's the reason why the Rambam says roasted nuts are not a problem of bishulei goyim? Yeah, now he says perush lefi shenam asuim lelapet b'im tapat. Nobody eats nuts, right? Ajil. Nobody eats the ajil with their sangak. When was the last time you saw somebody ajiling the sangak? It doesn't happen, right? So he says, right? You know the ajil? You don't know that? You have to forfeit your diploma. Anyway, b'kisur. So ajil is the nuts, no? Nuts. So nobody eats it with bread anytime. It's eaten as what? It's eaten as a zav. Anyway, b'kitzur, v'achi ita birushami, klayot lama, klomar lama mutarim, shum shul agoyim, umeshane kol ochen shun ne'echal, k'mot shu chai, en bom shum shul agoyim, im apat, yesh bom shum shul agoyim, klomar, uklayot eno ne'ech, shetze enam ne'echalim im pat, umeshumachi en bom shum shul agoyim. So that's another ayah. Anything that's not eaten with bread is considered not chashuv enough, even if it's only al shulchan lachim. Zak the prichadash v'chi tema. Now he's going to ask a question on himself. V'chi tema v'arem itbir arosh b'tshuva klal yutet hevi'a atur resh siman kuf yudbet muchach the orez it b'mishum shel agoyim. And there's a tshuva tarosh where he discusses that rice is something that is bishul akumabo. Okay, af she'no asui lelapet apat. He says, rice, people don't usually, right, we were talking about laughing at people who eat carbs with carbs. When was the last time you saw a person loading his tadig on the bread? It doesn't happen, right? That's strange. And yet, the Rosh says meforash, that rice is bishul akumabo. According to my argument, says the Prichadash, that anything that's not eaten together with bread is not bishul akumabo. So maybe rice should also not have bishul akum. That would be machayim, huh? If the, you know, huh?
Sushi would be, so...
No, says the Tzgurkash, says the Prichadash, what's the answer? Yesh li yashiv ze mashkatav Rashba b'torat ha-bayit. He quotes the Rashba that we said before to answer this question. How so? Oh, what? Without seeing what he says inside. How would the Rashba answer the question that he just asked? Anything that's meant as an actual meal item, that is patur from the criteria of chashuv enough to be eaten with bread since it's eaten alone. But something that's not chashuv in and of itself is shayach to bishul akum only when what? Only when it is lilapet bo etapat. Now, huh? Not as a meal item. Not as a meal item.
That's not only a main dish?
That's what he's about to say. That's what he says. The words that he's about to say. Yesh liyashev zei mashkatav arashbat torat habayit v'zeh leshono. האח אפשר לומר דדאי סעולה על שולחם לחיים לנפט ואמלין בעלמה הרי בבילי תפשעד אך לנעמה בנעמה ויש לי לומר דלא אמרו לנפט בו את הפת אלא דווקא במיני לפתן אבל מאכלים הניחלים בתורת מאכל ולא בתורת לפתן לא בעינן שעולים משולחם לחיים לנפט אלא כל שעולים משולחם לחיים לאכול יש בהם שום פשולי גויים עד כאן. Says the Prichadash, that was the Rashba's words, comes the Prichadash and infers from there being kin orez have דקבתי דדאיסה. Rice is no worse than oatmeal. Ushnehem ba'im b'torat ma'achal. Both of them are eaten as a side dish, as a real food. Nobody eats nuts as a side dish. Nobody eats compote or other dessert items as a side dish. Whereas the oatmeal, the porridge, these things are meal items for satiation. And therefore, v'imkin odes havik dekavatid d'daisa ushnehem ba'im b'torat ma'achal ulfikach אף שאינם עשויים ללפת בהם טפת, אסירים משום שולה גויים, כמדח השיב ודעת ובתורת מאכל. אבל דברים הבאים בכינוח סעודה, but things that are only meant as a dessert שאינם עשויים ללפת בהם טפת, וגם אינם באים בתורת מאכל, it has two things wrong with it, which means what? It's a dessert, it's not meant as a food item, A, and it's also not eaten together with bread. If it was a dessert item that was eaten together with bread, says Ibn Khadash, then we'll talk. But most dessert items, which are not meant as a meal item, and also not eaten together with bread, says the Prichadash, it doesn't even start. What would be the halacha?
En bo mishum
shul akum. And it's interesting that the same, remember, the Tur and the Bet Yosef understood that dessert items would be a problem based on the Rambam. The Prichadash is saying that dessert items would not be a problem based on also the Rambam. Two different ways, each one's pulling the Rambam in his direction. That's what's going on. Yeah, so he says, אבל דברים הבאים בכינוח סעודה, שאינם עשויים לנפט בהם טפת, וגם אינם באים בתורת מאכל פשיטה, דלת בו משום שולגויים, שאין אדם מזמן חברו עליהם, ומי דקרי הרמב״ם לפולים וחגבים דעתו משום פרפרת. Now he's coming to answer the duke of the Bet Yosef. Didn't the Rambam call חגבים and beans פרפרת? It's not a dessert item, right? So he says what? אינו רוצה לומר פרפרת בעל מדיינו לכינוח סעודה. The Rambam does, nobody eats beans for dessert. Nobody eats grasshoppers for dessert. Those are proteins, right? Proteins are meal items. What do you eat for desserts? Sugars and fats, right? Those are dessert items and carbs. So why is the Rambam calling them parperet? He says it doesn't mean the regular parperet that I'm referring to in general, which is dessert items. Rather, over there specifically, what did the Rambam mean? Ela rotze lomar liftan lelapet bayem et hapat. Over there it means, apparently, the Rambam meant that grasshoppers and beans are a parperet milshon liftan. They used it as a dip, or sandwich item. They would eat the beans and the grasshoppers not as a dessert but as a spread. Right? You go next time to, you know, you see the grasshopper spread or grasshopper dip. Right? You see all those, yeah. So, weiter. It says like this next to the Israeli salad, Persian salad, Shirazi salad. You ever saw those? Three of the same item labeled three different ways. Right? You know them?
Yeah.
I think that's fake news. Huh? I think they're just the same thing. Okay, the same. Now, he says like this, Ela rotze lomar liftan lelapet bayem tapat, v'teda sh'arei harav b'ferush ha'mishnayot, he's going to bring ra'aya to himself. That what? The Rav, who's he referring to? The Rambam, in his perush ha'mishnan brachot, perek etzad mevartim, what does it say? Katav ezel shono. Right, what does the Mishnah say? Achal et tapat, b'rech al apat, patar et paperet. Al paperet, lo patar et tapat. What is paperet? Says the Rambam, over there in Pirush HaMishnah, v'zeh l'shono, paperet shem leliftan. It says b'ferush, the paperet is a name for liftan, v'chol mine mat'amim sh'yachlu bo ha'lechem. And any kinds of dips or things that bread is eaten together. V'zeh mevar kwa shekatavti, ulfikach, based on all of the above, in conclusion, if this is what you meant that the tour is saying from the Rambam, then it's a mistake. וכמו שנתבהר, ומי הוא מצאים לפרוצת שהטור קרי פרפר למאכל הבא במקום לפתן, כגון אורז ודייסה שהדברים אלו, אף שאינם באים ללפת את הפעטסים משום שולי גויים, וכדקתיב נבטו לא מידה. Which means, he says, it's possible that the tour meant it from the Rambam, that parperet is other meal items that are not eaten together with bread, like rice and dice and stuff like that, but if it's actually a dessert item, says the Pri Chadash, you're wrong, dessert items are perfectly fine, even if they are ole al shulchan melachim, and especially because they're not eaten together with bread. So you have a few poskim, Rabbi Meshlemim, you have the Torah Chaim, you have the Pri Chadash, the Radbaz, you have the Talmid of the Gnat Vradim, the Perach Shoshan, Agaon Rabbeinu Yeshua, Shabbat od mitkere zayin. They also say in the Shelot Tzvot Perach Shoshan, he also says, like the Pri Chadash, and they are all matir dessert items. Let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan has to say to Maskana after all is said and done. Says the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. Bagmara Ita. The Aruch HaShulchan is a wonderful resource because besides for being a Sefer Halacha, the way he writes his Halachot, it's along the Seder of the Simanim of the Shulchan Aruch. And then he also gives you a nice background of the sugiya as he's telling you the halachot. It's mamash, a very, very nice synopsis. Okay, I like the Aruch HaShulchan, is one of my favorite poskim. So he says like this, yeah? Where was the Av Bedin?
Navarda.
Femeod. So, 10,000 Jewish families in Navarda. Bagmara, Ita, Kolche was one of the biggest Jewish communities in Lithuania at the time. So, he says, Bagmara, Ita, Kolche no ole al shulchan melachim lelapet vo etapat, en bo mishim shule goyim. וכן כתב הרמב״ם, פרק י"ז דין ט"ו, וביירתם, מפני שעיקר הגזירה הוא משום חתנות, שלא יזמנו אצלו בסעודה, בדבר שאינו עולה על שולחן מלאכים לאכול בו את הפת, אין אדם מזמן את חברו עליו, עד כאן לשון הדעה, זה רמב״ם. ומלשון זה משמע, based on this Rambam, what does it sound like? The davar she'eno lelapet bo etapat, afilu hu davar shel chashivut, kemo mine parperaot hachashuvim, like all sorts of very important desserts. Kevan she'eno lelapet etapat, let lanba, we don't care. Afim ne'echalim kmo she'em chayim. Afim en ne'echalim kmo she'em chayim. Even if it needs to be cooked. V'chin katav echad migdolei achronim shezeu da'at Rambam v'chin aikar ledina. And who's he quoting?
Prichadash.
Which means that's how Prichadash is pretty clear. Now. And he says,
Neged Maran.
Neged Debet Yosef. Well, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's kind of hard to know what he means by paperet, but when you look in the Bet Yosef, you understand that he's referring to dessert items too. Says, in that's Saif Vav in the Aruch HaShulchan. Saif Zayin, he continues and says, Aval Atur veHashulchan Aruch, Saif Aleph Kadvu, Davar She'enon Ne'echal Kmo Shulchai, V'gam Oleh HaShulchan Melachim, Lelapet Bo Et Apat, O Leparperet, V'chule, Asul Mishum Shulei Ovde Kochavim, Mishulei Kochavim, Ad Kan Lashono, V'nira, She'da'atam, Kenu, Deze She'amru Chazal Lelapet Bo Et Apat, Lav Davka, according to the, where's Josh when you need him? Yeah? He says, according to the Rambam, when we say lelapet bo etapat, it's lav davka. Rather, it's an example of chashivut. Lelapet bo etapat is only an example of chashivut. Can the food get its chashivut elsewhere? Absolutely. How so? The urcha de milta ka'amar, the davar sheno chashuv in ma'alin al shulchan melachim lelapet bo etapat. It's just trying to say something usual that if it's not chashuv, it's not going to be served on a king's table to be eaten together with bread. אבל העיקר תלוי בדבר של חשיבות העולה על שולחן מלאכים, אף על פי שנאכל בפני עצמו ולא עם הפת. But the emet is, how do you gauge any given food? By its innate חשיבות. Will it be served on a king's table, period, regardless of whether or not it's going to be eaten with bread? וגם הרמב״ם עצמו הזכיר שם, בדין יוחד, לשון פרפרת, לעניין פולין ועדשים. עין שם. אך יש לומר, דכוונתו פרפרת שאוכלים עם הפת, שכן כתב להדיה בפרק דד מברכות דין וב. Now what's he doing? He's doing a bare face. He is knocking off the ראיה from the Rambam using whose knock-off? The Prichadash himself. וזה לשונו, בירך על הפת, פתר את הפרפרת שאוכלים בהם פת, עד כאן לשונו. טוב, so he's going back and forth between the Prichadash versus the Tur and the Bet Yosef / Shulchan Aruch. Now what did he say before? וכן עיקר לדינה, by the Prichadash. Now, interestingly enough, in the very next seif, what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? Miu ledina kevan dehatur veshulchan aruch paskul leisur hachi kaima lan. Since the tur and the shulchan aruch seem to rule stringently, even on dessert items, the Aruch HaShulchan, and he's not alone, the Chochmat Adam, that's the Chaya Adam, a Gaon Rabbi Abraham Danzig, who was the posek in Vilna, at the times of the Gaon Mivilna, he also rules stringently like the Aruch HaShulchan, that even dessert items that are chashuv. Now, we're not talking about baked items, because baked items are a totally different ballgame. That is the dinim of pat akum. Baking is a totally different thing. That's in one siman before kufyud bet. That's a different thing. I'm talking about bishul. For instance, you might be asking, what's bishul akum by an important kind of dessert item? There's something that's called, in Arabic, and they told me in Persians have a similar dessert. In Arabic, it's called zalbiyeh.
Zulbiyeh.
Zulbiyeh. Right? So it's like a funnel cake. It's like a honey funnel cake that's fried. That's a cooked dessert. Or sufganiyot are a cooked...
Is that,
huh?
Persians have
shul,
is that, no? Isn't that cooked?
What is it?
I'm not
what is that? Cooked rice with stuff?
Yeah,
okay, so it would be the same thing. It would be the same issue. That's a cooked, not a baked dessert, which is chashuv enough. You better believe that funnel cake, that zalbiya thing, is served on Shulchan Melachim, and it would be subject according to... Now, what's the ikar la'alacha? Over here, you seem to have a machloket acharonim. What would be the din? I want to read to you. I didn't print it, but let me read to you the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim weighs in here. It's always a good idea to wrap up the sugiya by looking in the Kaf HaChaim, see what he says, ledina. So he says like this. It's in Siman Kufyud Gimal, Saif Katan. Yeah, while I'm pulling it up, go ahead.
Isn't the Torah Chaim a little bit different than the Prichadash in the sense that the Torah Chaim like comes down a little bit and relaxes and saying that even if it's deserved, it's not a chashuv.
He says that's what it sounds like, but that wasn't his initial, you know, instinct.
Whereas I thought the Prichadash was saying entirely if it's deserved, it's mutar.
Nachon. The Torah Chaim also understood like that. Ledina, but and that's how he understood initially. His gut instinct from the sugya was like the Prichadash. So you understand he's going the same way. Let me read to you the Kaf HaChaim, Siman Kuf Yud Gimal, Saif Katan Zayin. Says the Kaf HaChaim as follows. Ken katav atur, olo parperet. Umashma shirotze lomar, af shehamelachim enam melaftim bo et apat, kevan sheoleh al shulchamelam leparperet, dahainu lekinuach seuda, neesar mishum bishule goyim, pri chadash. Ela shehu cholek al ze, who's who? The pri chadash argues on this understanding, usvir ale, dedvarim abayim lekinuach seuda, sheenam asurim lelapet bayim tapat, let behu mishum bishule goyim. He quotes the pri chadash, as is, that he is matir. אבל החוכמת אדם כתב דדבר הבא לכינוע סעודה, יש בו משום של הגויים. וכן כתב ארוך השולחן, which is what we just saw, דדעת הטור והשולחן ארוך, דזה שאמרו חכמים ללפד בו את הפת לאו דווקאו, ואורך הדמיל תקע אמר, דדבר שאינו חשוב, אין מעלין על שולחן מלאכים ללפד בו את הפת, אבל העיקר תלוי בדבר של חשיבות העולה על שולחן מלאכים, אף על פי שנאכל בפני עצמו ולא עם הפת, וסיים. ולעניין דינה, כיוון דהטור והשולחן ערוך פסקו לאיסור, הכי קיימה לן. And that's how the Kaf Chaim ends off as well. He rules stringently in a court against the Pri Chadash. He goes with the simple understanding, the Tur, and the Bet Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chochmat Adam, and the Aruch HaShulchan. He goes with their opinion against. Now again, the Pri Chadash is not alone. Pri Chadash, Radbaz, Perach Shoshan. You have many poskim who rule in accordance with this. Now, at the end of the day, Maran Zechon Mercha, in Alichot Olam Chelek Zayin, he brings this down. And he says that, yes, according to the letter of the law, we do follow the Shulchan Aruch. And we do say that in general, theoretically, Bishul Akum does apply even to Chashuv dessert items. But there are ways to get out of it. Which is what? When you have any other Tziruf, when you have any other Kula that you can throw into the mix over here. For instance, let's say a Goy cooked the whole Zalbia for you. Or the whole Sholeh thing, whatever it is. Yeah? If he cooked it in your house. Or if the Jew turned on the fire, which we didn't learn yet, but if you have any other tziruf, let's say even the Goy turned on the fire and he cooked it in your house. Over here he says, over here's a little bit different. Why? Because you already have a safek svika. Maybe the halacha follows the ra'avad, that when the cooking goes on in the Jew's house, it's enough. And even if not, maybe the halacha follows the pri chadash, and the other poskim will say that it doesn't apply to dessert items. So when you have one more tziruf with regards to dessert item, says the Alichot Olam, you can even be mekil lechatechila to eat it because of the safek svika.
What's the...
It doesn't say bdi'avad.
What's the
name? Says shalakin. Yeah.
Potatoes, and there is something allowed to
come out. Vadai.
So, let's say French fries, for example, if now you cook French fries in your house, would that be something you can eat?
I mean, if you have no other tzirufim?
Huh?
If you have no. French fries are very much olei al shulchan melachim, no doubt.
How? It's fried potato, what is that?
Fries?
Americans don't have it for
potatoes. Yeah. At a presidential dinner, they're serving. Well, I mean, we're not.
Also, doesn't mean anything.
No. Served at a very. The Kaf HaChaim also brings down over here an Otet, B'Shem Ari HaKadosh. I'll read to you this also because this is important. If this will end. The Kaf HaChaim brings down B'Shem Ari. It says like this. Should have read it to you before. Oi, Tate. Well, we're going to see, there's in Saif Gimal, we're going to see what's the halakha about mixed foods. Some that do have Ne'echal Kamot Shulchai or not. But the Kaf HaChaim in Ot Bet brings down, V'gam Oleh Al Shulchan Melachim, Lav Davka Melachim, Ela Afilu Oleh Al Shulchan Sarim Sheba'aretz Ahi Asur. Rabbeinu Arizal, בספר טעמי המצוות פרשת עקב, ובשאר המצוות פרשת וילך, ברכי יוסף שיהיה לו ברכה, ורוצה לומר, אנשים חשובים שראוי מאכל זה לתת לפניהם. Nowadays, right, in America, we don't have kings anymore. Right? So, what do you go by? You go by something, a chashuv thing, a state dinner, or a very fancy affair. You better believe that they're serving fries at a fancy affair. Steak and fries, that's a big zach. What about potato chips? That's a different story, because guess what? Potato chips aren't served on Shulchan Melachim, but it comes from potatoes, which are a species. It's a thing that is served. So what do you go by? Do you go by the species, or do you go by its current state? That's another machloket, acharonim, but not for now. Baruch Adonai la'olam, amen v'amen. We'll continue tomorrow.
Yeah, but I...